It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on players and games played around where the Beavers are playing this week. Bucky's Legends next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. First year of the WCHA, Bemidji States and Nebraska Omaha, the two newcomers, met in the first round of the playoffs. Beavers on the road at Omaha swept the Mavericks. Matt Reed, coming off of an injury, had two goals and an assist. In the series, Dan Backlund made 46 saves on Friday, 41 on Saturday. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
I remember we were good that weekend. Like, we were really confident. I must have been 3-0-1 in the regular season. We had quiet confidence against those guys. That was our travel partner, our rival, because we both got into the WCHA at the same time, so we played each other four times. So we had a lot of success. And that team went to the NCAA tournament. We beat them first round, but they still went to the NCAA tournament that year. The thing that I remember about that series more than anything is that we constantly bypassed the pressure. They forechecked really hard, and all we did was we rimmed all weekend. We bypassed their pressure, and we got a lot of two-on-ones. But they had such a good offensive team. We never really got those guys, territorial time in the offensive zone. We had a good F3. I remember that we had really a high F3. We just made sure we had numbers back, and we got to pucks. And we rim pucks, and we got pucks out. So we never gave them a ton of time is what I'm getting at. And when they did, Danny Backlund was a good goaltender, but we were pretty good defensively as well. You know, I'm not going to say he was the best player in the WCHA. That'd be too premature, but he's one of the top 10 players in the league. And for us, we needed him. If we were going to beat Omaha, if we were going to go win on the road in a 2 out of 3, we needed Reeder. I mean, case closed. And, he was our, he was the guy. He was the guy. And, again, it wasn't not only offensively, but he ate a ton of minutes. He was the first one over the boards on the kill, first one over the boards on the power play, first one over the boards all the time. Big face-off, Reeder's out there. He could play a lot of minutes. He had good energy. He had good glide, good skating. He had grit. He was tough as nails. I still remember a play. I probably tell about every second or third year I tell our players this. Matt Reed's going to be in the NHL whenever our season's done. And again, he didn't go into the NHL that year with the next year, but he went to Philadelphia and played for the Firebirds in the American League and played great. But anyway, he was going to sign. He lost his stick, and I can't remember who had the puck for Nebraska Omaha. But he was out there like a goalie. He was ready to take it. Didn't matter. He had his hands going. He wasn't worried about what's going to happen in a week or 2 weeks. He was more worried about making sure that shot didn't get by him. And that's just a testament to Matt Reed, and and that's the epitome of a hockey player, and how important winning was to Reeder. And I still remember I think it was a Saturday night even, so I remember that. That stands out.
Beavers advanced the WCHA Final Five, beat Minnesota Duluth in overtime, before losing to Denver in the semifinals.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.